generators to confirm your own eyeball of ESP, put them all in and just...
Now hit the average.
Look here.
An early base pressure. So anything up to early base pressure is typical.
We only have about half of these lines in, so it may be...
Well, we got all these.
Then, you know, 6 years.
Sure.
6 will be enough.
Yeah. Well, it shows you that this horse, and that's exactly what the horse is. This is a pressure. He actually is not even that early a pressure, but he's definitely a presser.
All of you impressed by this? Is this getting to you? Is what you want to feel like?
Take a look at the percent median that this horse runs. It's just click, 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 click. Let's see, what's your high is 69.69, and your low is 68.70. So you have a range of about 1 point, and the 69.69 is a mud race and anomalous. And
you're up with a stream.
So you really have a little less than 1 point. About point 0.9 or 0.8. We were talking about a 0.4 variant. On either side of the midline. Your average is 69.19, and he's within 0.4 of 69.19 every place, and that's including this line. If you really wanted to get a good average for this horse, what we should do is scratch this out. And now take a look at the horse, scratching out what we decided was a poor, non-typical line for the horse. And it has the obvious excuse of being in the mud and being badly beaten in the mud. And now look how neat and tidy this is. Take a look at the average. It fell to 69.09. And everybody is within about 0.4, 0.5 of that.
0.4
exactly. 6870
is low, plus 0.4 is
69.10. Uh-huh. And 69.58,
that's
0.4. So this horse is doing exactly what Howard
says it would do. Go to that average again. I want to explain something, folks. You see this? A lot of people say, the first thing they say is sustained pace, and then they kind of whisper pressure. This should be, it's neater and tidier to use it that way. It should be, it's a presser with a tendency to run a little better sustained. And remember, sustained is two parts early. So he's a presser where his strength is in the sustained area. So he's pressing the pace. Think of him as a presser who's, he's not pressing early time, early fraction. The comment was made. That is, that's an awful lot of work to go through. Yeah, and after a while, if you do this work on Mondays and Tuesdays on the dark days, and you go through this, you will it'll come kind of naturally to you. But let me ask you this: the stock market's been going down. I think I lost $3,000 in the last 4 days. And I spent at least this much time picking the stocks and 10 times this much time worrying about them. And I haven't had a stock that paid $74 for $2 invested in centuries. And I'm not sure you had one there.
Did your stocks put in these last two lines and they took
he just did
30
it.
30 seconds?
It doesn't take that long.
Well, that's $72 divided by 2.5 minutes. What does that work out to a minute? You can handle it.
It's better than psychiatry.
And even if you did it for every horse, yeah, it might be a lot of work, but one of the things is you don't do this for every horse, and you don't do it for every race. You do it when you have some questions to answer. And if you have a horse that you just don't know, I've seen Michael do this dozens of times. He simply starts thundering away on the old typewriter, and he'll get all 10 of them in there, and then the pace line to use just is obvious. Comes right off the page. In this case, there are four different pace lines that win this race. It's staring at you. Actually, all five will do it.
Howard, yeah. if you had your acceleration deceleration graphs on this, you'd obviously see where the deviance is where the horse is headed.
Now we're going to let you folks, we're going to do this to show you why you don't have to worry about the whole world having phase three.
Okay, let's put the same horse on,
putting in one, pressing in one race at a time.
This takes a second to load. There we go.
I saw you taking pictures there. It's slower with this because of the distance to the screen.
Is that it?
Light drops on.
You want to use the screen?
That's what they're going to do.
Why don't I let Howard explain to you? Something more familiar with it.
Okay, now we're looking at the same thing we saw before, but we're looking at it in energy. And by energy distribution, it tends to be a little bit more on the early pressor side. But since you're when you're using velocity, you've lost that.
We lost the two races that we put in, and we got back the one that I scratched.
Well,
okay. Sorry about that. I'm
trying
to save it.
Oh, you didn't save it. Maybe let's show how fast you can put it in. No. Let's just go on. This is a demonstration. It's not really. You've already seen the power. Now, these are those things that you're going to be able to get here in your cage animals. We have sometime this year. This breaks the race down into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 segments in a 7-furlong race, which is a for half furlong breakdown. This is EP stands for early potential. MP stands for median potential, LP for late potential, KP for kinetic, no, this is not late, this is last race potential as opposed to the kinetic potential they project against today's group.
Is that the last furlong?
No, this is the last race potential. We're going to fix it more so you understand it. Nothing to do with the furlong, that's in the next graph. That's your kinetic energy exertion plus your deceleration.
Yes.
Factored together to the secret formula.
To the secret formula.
Now you can you can trace that horse. Let's see how the horse runs relative to his own races. There he's a little earlier. He has the same decline pattern, only he's running slower there. He runs well in the middle. Very sensitive graph. No, you see the horse has energy. The one race where he ran slow, where he had the extra, where he ran his...
That's the one that we said, that's the 17th January. It takes a while, but you'll learn to pick it up. These three are almost exactly the same pattern.
See that little slope in the middle? He makes up.
And look at this one. This one just sticks right out at you as the anomalous race. And you can say, well, that race went along. And this shows how the horse runs staying. This shows more how he would run.
This is how he would run on an early, if the race shaped up as being early.
Okay, and this is, again, this is the December, the 17th January race, which we're going to toss out.
This portion right in here is only pointing from the end of the race up to,
that's where the race
to identify which baseline it is.
Yeah.
So this is not part of the race.
And again, you'll see that all these other three lines tend to fall right together. And that one just really sticks out. Now, these were four different horses. You have to say, well, it's going to be closing, but he's a little deficient right in there. And sure enough, remember his second fraction deficiency.
There's your kinetic median, there's your thing. Anything under this line, you'd be very suspicious of the horse. You ought to see Houston running against the Silent, or whatever that horse is. Houston goes down like this, and Boulder goes down the other way. Okay. This tells you at which furlong point the horse peaked. And this tells you the kinetic median of that peak. This tells you how much energy it used at the peak. This was his more sustained race, obviously. He'd gone 2.9 and only used 59% of his energy. This was the race in which he ran the fastest early.
Look at how close those peaks
are. Look at how close they are.
Sure. Right there.
He peaks. for practically precise.
That's where the horse is calculated to start decelerating. And eventually we'll be able to recognize this and find out, can a horse stretch out?
This is your VC form.
But you can see that that one race, the 17 January race, which was so strange, he peaked at the same place he always peaks, but he was running against a much faster pace that day, so that's why the race is so bad. And you can really excuse that race.
No, actually, he's running as a slower pace.
It was in the goat.
Yeah, he was running as a 45 and 2 the other time.
What's his first fraction, though?
Yeah, it's faster.
That's right.
21 and 3 as opposed to 22s and 1.
Yeah, big difference. Those 3/5 of a second can make a monstrous amount of difference later in the race.
But they obviously did too.
That's where we're going from. We're going by half. This is based on an engineering formula for testing stress of buildings and bridges and winds. That's true, really. We extrapolated it to a velocity.
And here you can see, there's that horse going up very fast here.
This is, he's really deep.
And as you go down, you notice he's lower, not like this one, in the mid-pack. The other three are all 17s, right, together.
Here's your telltale. Any of those three are...
Yeah, sure.
That's his normal deceleration pattern. This is how he would run against a sustained group of horses. This is his best, on the 13th was his best sustained.
Again, you see the adjusting tightens things up, but it still doesn't change that pattern. That race doesn't fit the curve of his other races.
This shows how he'd run if it were an early pattern. So the 13th of December is the race in which he does the best, whether it's early or late.
You can see that it's very consistent. The horse,
the taller
this is, the lower this is. Notice that. This one's in the middle there and the middle here. This one's on the bottom here, on the top here. This point is common to all three lines.
Yeah.
So those three lines are very typical. The slight difference between, say, this line and this line is caused not by the horse, but by who he's facing. And that's what, that's why the matchup works. This line was caused by something else, and it was caused by a GUI track and a very fast pace. So you can pretty much say this line is anomalous, and one of these three lines will be typical of the horse, depending on what he's facing today. And actually, the times in these three races are very similar. But the horse had to distribute its energy because its first fractions were 22 and 1, 22 and 1 in those three races. The second fraction were 44 and 4, 45 and 1, 45 flat.
What this program will do will get you away. A lot of you ask yourself right now, how many times you think you might be putting that line in because it's recent, or it's a lad, or some stupid mainstream reason for putting in the line. There's the reason you use the line, but by reality, not by what Jim Quinn or any flakes tell you. You put it in by what the horse usually does.
Sure, if you had three lines that looked like this,
pardon me, Jim,
and just one that looked like that,
more books,
you'd obviously use one of these lines. But this line, you just stick out like a sore thumb to everyone, saying that's just not typical of the way this horse runs. And that here's your, I don't know what you call it, a fulcrum point. Because this horse converges every time at the same spot in the race. He's in exactly the same place.
Dick, you like graphs, don't you?
Oh, I love graphs. I have always objected to graphs. This is the first set of graphs. Jim Bradshaw has made such progress as a programmer, and this program is so neat. These graphs are the first that we've ever had really get in and display things, even to me.
Now, you know what? I'm the only civilized man who spends his vacations in Oklahoma.
And here, by adjusting, you notice it makes this top line, which is our mud line, kind of stand out. It started to decelerate a little bit.
This is phenomenal right here. I mean, that percentage of energy that he uses, that he where he peaks. That's phenomenally close. Any one of those lines gets you that for winter.
All right, memorize those numbers. You have 10 seconds. You don't have to handicap off these numbers. They're just sort of a pattern. The graphs will actually do it.
And I'll put the silent race on that. It's on the graphs on the silent race. Both silents left in. This race is 400 and... what was it, 441?
It was a monstrous. I mean,
monstrous, exactly. It's so odd.
Weak contenders, it's a real
walk-off.
Okay. This first bit, the KG embed, will be raw.
This race wasn't too long ago either. Okay, it's telling you that you have the bulk of sustained phase pressures. We've already seen this on the other, on the velocity end. Then you get two early horses. They can't take these horses and go wire to wire, and one of these horses is going to fail. Either one of them go wire to wire. That's your question you must ask yourself. Okay, here's your kinetic energy and kinetic acceleration. I always look at here, it's one higher than theirs. Look, here's how the race goes. Into, just like use that thing, couldn't I? This tells you how the race goes. Into starts off right with this horse vying for the lead. They're exactly even at this point, I mean, in their expenditure of energy. At this point, Day goes a little bit ahead. Day is still ahead. Look at the relationship. Day is ahead. This horse is now dead. I mean, Into is ahead. Day is dead now. Do you see why? He was overcome right here. More held his own there. And right here, Into starts taking over from Day.
And for the last four or five half fractions, either one of the cells has the top number.
Right
from
here
on.
Right here is where they start making their move, and right here is where they take over the race. Here, the others, this is typical. They start to take over, and
look at that 1422 versus 1225. That's a monster.
When they take over, you can see that they just continue going on, and the others strive, but still not succeed. Many are called, but few are chosen.
We will graph it for you.
Okay, now this is based on it being a sustained pace race.
Maybe. Remember, we talked, those are the two cells. There again, you can see the one race ran a little faster than the other, but take a look at how very close those two lines are. You're not really making a mistake by using either of those lines.
And this is, there's your, poor DJ was your place horse, and scratch either one of those if you wanted, or you look at them both, you don't have to scratch them. And Silent wins it twice, this one place.
Have you used this to create a track model opponent?
Well, you don't need a create a track model. The race is the model of itself. You start worrying about track models, and you're back in the. This stuff is designed to overcome all those little linear visual things we have to do. Now, if the race were to run early, you'd get an entirely different picture. If that those early horses could hold on, look what you see now.
Let's go to the early
grass. This is scared the hell out of you. But we've already proven that Day and Into. See this move here?
Yeah.
It's not accented.
There's poor, and unless he's just out of it, and there comes that.
So if it's an early race, but we already verified in our minds sustained pressure when we did the engine. We found the two early horses couldn't do it.
Now the peaks depend, obviously a 7 furlong horse runs further. I don't know, are you going to work on that peak, or are you going to do it?
No, I'll probably adjust it. But.
Okay. One of these days, it'll all normalize around 1 to 3.
Next slide, please. And once again, you see why it's going to variegate sustain. It starts to just can't hold on.
Okay, you want to use an alternator?
Well, I would, if you want to alter it, you would alter it to just this race when you handicap, because you have, when you mix, if you were, when I'm talking about energy, but in this, you would alter it, you press the two button.
Okay, and in this program, the tune gives you the same thing as pressing three and an E here.
This gives you the same.
It no longer has the same,
You don't have to go through all the work anymore.
Because you do have a 6.5 and a 7 mixed in with the voices.
And you have to go through different distances like that, you got to do it.
But certainly, you can see it tightens them up because the adjustment is supposed to do that. But here's our sustained pace deceleration. There's our two horses. Now they've actually diverged a little more because of the adjusting. Of course, the others are going to fall closer in the line.
This is where they die. This is where it shows you.
What's the maximum number of pace lines you can enter?
15.
Now, these are the early horses.
You don't want to. At least they don't have 15. Unless you're going to run through last year's form or something. Use it 2 years.
And again, you can see the cells are moving out in the mid part of the race. They should be, they will be, according to everything we've seen, they will be behind. Either one of those cell lines will be behind up to at least the first call, and they won't really take over until pretty close to the second call.
Where your problem is going to be is if you, when you get this, if you believe this graph, if you haven't made up your mind that this race is not going to be won by early horses, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to lose this race. But if there's any question, we'll go back a few screens. We'll have to show you why it's not going to run early. Did everybody see why it was not going to run early?
Yes.
Why this graph is totally meaningless? This graph, incidentally, will not be in the final analysis. After you made your decision, you won't see anything but the graph you decided on.
I understand.
Because it is confusing. You see the horse on the top of one, the bottom of the other. You've got to remember, we've already decided. Now you see silent. When you adjust them, the silent comes out better than the silent two. But even, I mean, when you've got two, that's just too much deficiency.
14.
And it starts.
And it actually starts at about the.
See, four is the best horse in the race, really. The place horse usually is. I mean, numerically.
This is the energy.
No, this is the cage, which will be available to everybody.
This is introduction to deceleration.
Ooh.
Okay, I wanted to just do one more thing here.
It'll be ready at 11:04 a.m. on July the 7th.
What's the formula?
Hey, guys, you don't have to worry. I got a copy. Just see me outside.
It'll be ready this summer. In fact, I think to induce people to go to Kansas City would probably make a deal. Pretty hard to get people to go to Kansas City these days. They got a new track opening there, and it ought to be open. And the people there aren't talking about racing. We're very good on raising cows. Well, how's this race going to run? I don't know who won it, but they sure ran slow through the car. You have to ask yourself now, is that too far behind? Here's where you can still use your track model. Are those, can they overcome that? Here, an early horse is 5 behind, is it?
Kind of a phenomenon.
Now Dick will explain.
Okay, I just put this up. This is the ninth race from that same day. And those are the horses that I entered when I didn't use the bottom horse, Rob. Those other three are the lines and such like that I use when I handicap this race.
Okay, we've got, if these horses belong in the race, you would probably use the Alderman adjustment, but I look at it without the Alderman adjustment first and see how they match up. Look at your alternatives. Just don't automatically decide that needs adjustment.
I'll tell you, the key that I looked at was, I looked at Axe, and that's the horse that kind of jumps down off the screen at you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And yet, its percent median is not where it should be. The percent median is wrong, and so is the same pace presser. They just weren't winning out there. But let me take a look at the same race on the cage end.
Tells you an early horse is going to win the race, though. That's important. Look at that average. Tells you it's more likely to go win by an early horse than anything else.
That horse didn't really run early that day, though, I don't think.
Hey, linear visual. Forget it. This is how the horse ran, not what you saw. Believe me, linear visual is yesterday's news, and that's what I sat in the box and watched the guy lose every race, although he had one horse in place, but he didn't have that. Watch him lose every race because he was linear visualizing. Well, I was using Dix and no better names, Redos, and we won money. They handicapped, I bet. They bet too. Mm-hmm. You get to be my age, you can use other people's Redos. Make sure they're pretty
good. We'll take a look at the cage here. We'll do raw first. The numbers are pretty well. And again, Axe. What you have to ask yourself is, can Axe do it? And
Axe will come out on the sustained pace graph best. But remember, we decided that now you don't have a huge discrepancy here.
No, you don't.
Axe is not that.
The difference was the track, too. That Axe race is coming out of a completely different style racetrack.
Sure. It's a sustained pace. And of course, Axe and
that thing be fine?
Yeah.
And I love racing cattle.
Uh-huh. I love racing.
So we need to adjust this race.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You need to use the two of them all in adjustment there too.
And I think you can probably put it right together. Let's auto adjust it and see what we got. Because that's how I did it. About the early horses would be favored in here. You see who the early horses are. But let's take a look at the early graph here and see what it says.
Through the X amount of total energy, not just in your total energy, you're going to get X no matter what you look at.
Oh, absolutely. X is sort of a given.
Well, it's because, they're not bringing them up to his head big total energy.
Hedley won that race.
Give it a two adjustments.
Okay.
We did.
Rocky.
Rocky.
Yeah. I know where you finished that. Exactly 600.
Which one would you say?
What we got is too much energy disparity on the raw that you got to adjust it to equalize it. If the horses belong in there, they belong in there equalized. Pressing two is the same as you pressing three and entering the automatic.
Yeah.
Notice what that does for a raw hang.
That's how I adjusted the race, as I recall. Here's your Spain look.
And now you have axes that are sustained, and but you're the exactor to ninth race, you got your exactor right there. Top three. You try to bet the
one of the things that you don't see on this cut down version of the program is you don't see the energy telling you that this race is going to run early. Two early horses are pretty obvious.
Well, we variegated it early go right, by yeah, public.
We did it right at the very start. So it's showing you who's early and who's late. And I think you can see right there that I Love goes out in 19, 18. Hag goes out in 18, 3, 18, 2, 18, 1. And the race is over. By the time they're all running 15s, yeah, right there, it's not till Lapland that the little horses start to catch them. By then the race is over.
This horse, Hag moved there and just closed. It's not as obvious as the other one. The other one stood out like a sore thumb.
Well, they unfortunately don't always stand out like sore thumbs. It would be nice if they did. And the other one I was going to look at was this, the fifth race here. And this was the race that I missed. I know that I was out there, I saw Tom Barber out there, he had it, lots of it had it. This is the fifth race down the hill. Stands out here. Actually, there's two of them that sort of leap up off the page at you, saying, "Yoo-hoo!" A 3 or almost a 4 foot per second advantage in the third fraction is enough to clean almost anybody's clock.
Look where that horse put them all away.
Printer.
That's not the winner.
Well, I don't care.
I was looking more
at it. It'd be one of these two.
Absolutely. You don't really need to do any more handicapping on this race than right there. Actually, I didn't see this until I got home and played with it, which annoyed me intensely. Richter is victorious. He's coming off a whole bunch of 8.5, 8, even a mile and a quarter races, all on the turf, and is now going down the hill for the very first time. It hasn't been doing so very well recently. It hasn't disgraced itself, but it was claimed last time for 50, and now they're moving it up to a round winner's 2. But had I seen those numbers,
that.
And don't forget that if you notice, it looks like it has a real deficiency in turn time. Don't forget, that's an internal fraction. And the reason it has that real deficiency is the internal fraction starts off, I use a 46 and 1, cut it back to a 45 and 4. Treb, that line is from down the hill, and he went 21, in a race that went 21-43. He was 8 lengths back, but it was still a tremendously fast race.
When you're manufacturing fractions of a route to a sprint, don't expect to get your turn time to be what it really
is. But just take a look at what the early horses have to do. Even though Treb is labeled a sustained horse, he's earlier than the early horses. And basically, you have to ask yourself, he's the only one, the other two, soft and over, are sprints, but off the dirt. And you just sort of have to take them that way, because that's what you got. But there's two, the only deficiency I see in Treb is that second call beaten lengths up there. Nine, you just don't see horses closing from nine.
That's the thing that stands out in here.
They just don't close from nine.
It was running against a tremendous pace that day to run those fractions to that many beaten lengths.
And Rickertus just sort of sat mid-pack and then just swooped around the outside, one for five. Paid $17, $18, and I cried all the way home.
Plus, there's another thing. This, if you want it to be a little linear visual, that's it. Look, if this horse is sustained and he's beaten two lengths, and this horse is early beaten two lengths, he's going to end up better off.
Well, just look
that
at
horse
this.
Just got whipped that one number with.
Look at the, assume that it's going to be able to keep in contact with the pack in the second fraction. But I have to make that assumption because of the fact that we're manufacturing the baseline. Look at the advantage in the third fraction. Horses that I bet in there, or would have bet in there, were Rickertus and Treve. As it turned out, I bet Treve and Soft, as I recall.
My two choices.
But had I looked at Rickertus and not said, that horse can't keep up and thrown it out like a wise ass, I too would have cashed the ticket to Tom Barber with chortling about
this. When you take internal fractions, don't expect this or this to live up to your model. When you don't call me on that, say, but the internal, God, you had a spare. He was 69 and he ran 67.31. You're not going to get proper when you manufacture the, use the internal. The other factors make up for it.
I bet, Howard, if you would take the difference, in other words, he had a 55 mile fracture, 55.93, something like that. If you subtract that, take the deficiency in the middle fraction from the final fraction, pull that race together, you'll see that the horse does have enough energy. You just got to redistribute it a little bit differently. That's why these trainers are able to claim a horse out of a distance race and put him in a sprint and win with him.
Okay. I just wanted to look at the cage end here because I actually haven't looked at it.
Trainers?
They're sharp enough.
The first thing that you should look at the total energy advantage that Trev has. And you have to say, well, why does that horse have such a huge advantage? Well, the reason is, we took him off a line, coming down the hill. Now, I probably should have gone back. I wasn't using my own racing form last night when I did. I used the guy's this race of mine. I probably should have gone back one on three. Absolutely. That's why I want. That's one of the reasons I wanted to show this thing. Is that
don't you dare believe anybody tells you factor X is not a great corollary. Not three factor X are just absolutely. They'll have a lapse once in a while, but overall the numbers hold up. Top three factor X doing better than any other corollary.
But this is the sustained pace, and you can see the Treb has a pretty good
now this is energy. energy.
You see how very, very sustained Rickert this is, and you see that second fraction deficiency caused by the...
They're not even in the same race.
No.
Is this raw or adjusted?
This is raw. This is raw. We have not adjusted it, and we will adjust it in just a minute. Now, in this case, we get the winner on top on both graphs. This is supposed to be an early graph, but he's got such an advantage that he gets on both.
Well, not really as early as much as it is the other sustained, and this is other.
Right. Okay, let's do an alternate adjust on these boys because they really are coming from very different tracks and see what we wind up with.
The alternate here is where you're equalizing the energy.
The other alternate, which was essentially point away from point of variant, has been dropped. It just didn't work out as well as we hoped.
So where you previously would key in the numbers?
Yeah, that's what I just did. By hitting 2, I more or less keyed in those numbers. I hit E.
I can do it again.
But here it's just a pretty obvious. The only question you have to answer is which you want to bet on Rickertus.
Yeah.
And also, how much of that deficiency at the 2 furlong mark is going to cost him? And is it a real deficiency or is it caused by the fact that you use an internal fraction and you did it off a very slow pace?
He started coming back right here.
Mm-hmm.
The rest
and
of them.
He's never
below the kinetic median, and the rest of them will all go below the
your minimum barrier.
Was that the 15 minutes?
Now this is supposedly a less sustained graph, an earlier graph, and yet it still gets Rickert.
It gets rid of Trev.
Yeah. Now notice Trev. And of course we've adjusted these. So
who plays?
Of course I don't have any. Trev showed. Wonder Dancer, who shouldn't afford it. The trap was your show horse.
Getting this to take some alpha. I'm not the graph.